We are underway in Game 2 of Championship Saturday. It's a called strike one. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the ball game, everybody. Williams delivers. Swung on. Ground ball. And looked like it could be a runner's interference call as the ball clearly went off the foot of Tiffany Featherston. So Featherston will be called out on the runner's interference. And Knight will take first base as that ball was grounded into right field. Would have gotten into the outfield had Featherston's foot not intervened. 1-0 pitch, swung on, deep fly ball to center field. Running back is Samantha Johnson. It's gone! A two-out home run for Sarah Kruder, and the Bulldogs strike first in the top of the second.
And for Kruder, that's just her second home run on the season.
1-1 delivery, grounded back to Williams. Toss over to second is in time to get the force out, so Melzoni is forced out 1-6 on what is a fielder's choice. And Alex Shipley now occupies first base. Payoff delivery. Fly ball to right center field. Running back is Johnson, but she won't get there. It's gone. A one-out home run for Reagan Schrader increases the Bulldog lead to 2-0. The Lady Bulldogs are the defending national champions trying to repeat. They will need to win 4 games to do so. They need to beat Grace here, then beat Oklahoma Christian, and then beat Shorter University twice to repeat as national champions. Here's the 0-1 pitch outside the strike zone, and right now Shell is caught in the pickle. Throw over to third is not in time. So runners on the corners with nobody out. Bansolino threw back to second base. Christian fielded the throw over to Chandler at third is not in time. So Shell advances to third on a stolen base, and there are runners on the corners for Clarissa Knight. As the 1-2 pitch lined into right field, easy catch for Sarah Kruder. Tagging from third, here's the throw home. It's not going to be in time, no play at the plate. So Clarissa Knight will be credited with Grace's first RBI of the afternoon. A sacrifice fly to right field. Shell scores from third, and the Lancers are on the board. One run in the second for Union, one in the third, two in the fifth, now two in the sixth. As a deep fly ball to left field, it will go over the head of Tiffany Featherston. Rounding second, now rounding third is Picard. Stomping at second is Shelby Lamb. And a two-out RBI double as Aaron Picard scores all the way from first base. It's a 7-1 ball game. 1-2 pitch is a strike three swinging. Brooke Shell is retired for the first time today, and it's an important time for Roby to get the out. That is her fifth strikeout of the afternoon. Grace is down to its final two batters. Here's Tiffany Featherston. They've already staved off elimination once by beating Campbellsville last night 3-1, but right now they trail Union 7-1. Roby delivers the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, a missed strike three. Game over. Kelly Roby gives up a run in the bottom of the seventh inning, but gets the final out, getting Melzoni swinging, and the Union Bulldogs will live to play another game. They win. Your final score, Union 7, Grace 2. For Busby, Colin Shook, and the rest of our TSG crew, I'm Matt Digby signing off again with tonight's final score, the Union Bulldogs 7, the Grace Lancers 2. We'll see you in about 30 minutes. But for now, so long from the Botetourt Sports Complex.